Good morning again from Bally Baptist Church and from our little thought for the day. Trust that you're continuing to keep well and knowing the goodness of God. Good to see some little movement on this lockdown, and we long to get back together again. Friday morning, the 10th of July, time's moving on so quickly. And we trust that you're keeping good and continuing to manage in this terrible situation that we have been through this year. Thanks for joining us this morning for our little thought for the day. Last week, we started with a little overview of the very famous Psalm, Psalm 23, reputed to be the best known portion of God's word, but the least believed portion of God's word. We said that because it was so well known, we did not want that in any way to diminish from the truth of this lovely psalm. And that's the case this morning again. We don't want, because it's so familiar, we don't want that to take away from the lovely truth of Psalm 23. The little heading that I like for this psalm is the blessed relationship between the shepherd and the sheep. The blessed relationship between the shepherd and the sheep. And that's so relevant for us all on a day-to-day basis. The spiritual life is like the physical life. It must be nourished. And otherwise, we are in spiritual decline. John's Gospel says, "My sheep hear my voice and they follow me." We said Psalm 23 is in a little group of three psalms. Psalm 22 is the psalm of the cross, the good shepherd who gave his life for us. Psalm 23 is the psalm of the crook, the great shepherd who lives for us. And Psalm 24 is the psalm of the crown, the chief shepherd who is coming for us. And I would like this morning to look at verse 1 of the psalm. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. And that just immediately conveys to us ownership. Believers have a glorious and special relationship with Christ. And this is a clear statement of faith. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. This is a very small psalm that can be read at any place, and it is never out of place. The Lord is my shepherd, those lovely words, the Lord, these two words repeated down through the centuries of time are still as fresh today as ever. The Lord, you'll see, is in all capitals, and that is the great name of Jehovah. The name only pronounced once a year, on the great day of atonement by the high priest in the holy place. The great I am. How awesome. The everlasting God. The God of history and creation. He who was and is to come. And that's a name that we struggle to fully understand. A good Hebrew scholar can divide that name Jehovah, can divide that name into three, which means the past, the present, and the future, the three periods of existence. Revelation 1:8 says, "I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end, saith the Lord, which is, which was, and which is to come." The greatness of the shepherd, Jehovah, too great and majestic a name for human lips. Too great and majestic a name for human lips. This is our shepherd. We lift our heads and our hearts in lowly adoration. Peter said, "Thou art the Christ." Our blessed Lord Jesus takes this up and says, in John 10, "I am the good shepherd." The shepherd's heart that counted not his own blood too dear a price for our redemption. All we like sheep have gone astray. He laid down his life for the sheep. A shepherd's eye to look for the straying lambs. A shepherd's faithfulness that will never forsake his sheep. A shepherd's tenderness to carry the lambs and gently lead the flock of God. The Lord is my shepherd. The Lord is my shepherd. The Lord is a shepherd, or the Lord is my shepherd. What a protection we enjoy in such a position, a protection from our enemies, and a protection that goes as far as even from our own wrong ideas. Doubting Thomas, when he met the risen Lord after the resurrection, could only say, "My Lord and my God, my shepherd." And we trust this morning that he is your shepherd to all who are watching this little thought. We trust that he is your shepherd. To be able to say that this morning means that we have handed over our lives to him. We have handed over our lives to him. And then it says, "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. I may not have all that I wish for, but I shall not want." In all the sorrow and need of this old world, the Lord's sheep are well supplied. "My God shall supply all your need according to the riches of his glory in Christ Jesus." They that seek the Lord shall not want any good thing. The life of the unsaved is a list of wants. I have someone, friends, who cares for me. And now I'm not saying this morning that it's all easy and simple, but this is the truth of this verse. Jehovah is my shepherd. The little of a poor man is better than the riches of a foolish man. Think of Abraham and Lot. In Genesis, when Abraham heard that his nephew Lot had been captured, he mounted a rescue operation, and he not only recovered Lot, but he recovered all his goods. And after that, the king of Sodom came out to meet him and said to Abraham, "Keep the goods yourself," and offered him reward. But Abraham said, "I have raised my hand to the Lord God, the Most High, creator of heaven and earth. I will not take a thread or a shoelace from you, lest it be said, I made Abraham rich." The Lord had a word for Abraham immediately for all his faithfulness. And he said to Abraham, "Be not afraid, Abraham. I am your shield and your exceeding great reward." We don't have to do wrong things to be well off. It will not work out that way. Our testimony for God is more important. I think of the hymn, "O God of Bethel, by whose hand thy people still are fed, who through this weary pilgrimage hath all our fathers led." The Lord is our shepherd, we shall not want. Sheep are marked. Should they go astray, and we are all prone to wander, but the one who numbered the stars knows all about us. In John chapter 10, we have six marks of the sheep. The six marks of the sheep in John 10, they know the shepherd, they know his voice, they hear him calling by name, they love the shepherd, they trust the shepherd, and they follow the shepherd. Six marks. And I trust, friends, this morning that we know something of these marks, the marks of the sheep, and also what mark is upon us for God. What mark is upon us for God this morning? What would the shepherd's great desire and mark for his sheep be? What would the shepherd's great desire and mark for his sheep be? Would it be holiness? Hebrews 12 and 14, without holiness, no man will see the Lord. And we read in Ephesians, the church, fitly framed together, groweth unto an holy temple. Ephesians 2:21. Verse 1, friends, of the psalm, I believe, is a key verse to the whole psalm. And we will see, God willing, in the weeks ahead, we will see, we will be able to follow in the psalm the great progression down through the psalm. And I don't want to go into that this morning, but we will see the great progression down through the psalm with this verse 1, the key verse. Friends, why should we ever doubt or be discouraged? What a glorious relationship and what a glorious standing we have in the great shepherd of our lives. What merciful dealings of a loving shepherd. Why should we be confident and satisfied in the great care of our shepherd? We should be confident and satisfied in the great care of our shepherd. Where would we find such tenderness and care? It's good this morning, friends, to know the psalm, and it's better to know the shepherd. And I trust that that's where we all are this morning, that we are in that near place with God. And I think of the lines of that hymn, the shepherd so kind had me on his mind when he laid down his life for the sheep. The shepherd so kind had me on his mind when he laid down his life for the sheep. I trust that you will enjoy verse 1 of the psalm today. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. What a glorious possession we have this morning. Now let us have a word of prayer and commit our day to the Lord as we think of the day that lies ahead. Our Father, we bow reverently and humbly in your presence again this morning, in the worthy and precious name of the Lord Jesus. And our Father, we do think of that name this morning, Jehovah, the name that's too great for human lips. And Father, we bow reverently and humbly, and we commit ourselves to thee. We thank thee for a new day. We thank thee for all the blessings of a new morning. We thank thee for health and strength and the goodness of God. And Father, we commit ourselves to thee and commit this day to thee, and pray that you'll bless us and help us, and that we will know throughout this day a conscious sense of God with us. We pray, our Father, for our congregation, for our people. Father, bless and help and undertake so many needs, so many people shut in. Father, we pray that you'll bless them and help them, and that they will know God's nearness in their particular situation. So, Father, we lift our hearts again. We praise you for the Saviour, for all that he means to us. Father, we thank thee for a great shepherd this morning who cares for his sheep. And so, our Father, we commit ourselves to thee and pray that you'll bless us and help us and go before us. We think of the days of this virus that we have been through. And, Father, we pray that you'll open the situation up. And, Father, that we at the same time will be careful and continue to look to God in every aspect of it. So, Father, we praise you and thank you and lift our hearts to thee this morning and look to thee. And we give thanks for it all again in the Saviour's worthy and matchless name. Amen. Thank you, folks. Thank you.